Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top story. Gators win the national championship men's basketball last night, defeating Houston 65-63. Last time we had a championship was 06-07 back-to-back under Billy D. Those were some fine years, but I got to tell you, that win last night was huge. So enjoy, my friends, my Gator family, indeed. All right. I know it'd be difficult to find anything that's bothering you today, but you can do it. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I got to say, not too much bugging me because it's great to be a Florida Gator. Gator boys, stay hot.
There you go. All right. So nothing's bugging him.
Wow.
That's okay.
It's amazing how a win like that can just make everything else go away.
I like it.
That's amazing.
All right, 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning. Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? All these people who are all doing the gloom and doom about the financial markets and what have you. It seems that they forgot about what happened in 2008 and 2009. If you had some cash sitting around, my God, it was a bargain basement. You made more money than you did in 2 years than you did work in your entire life. And these people got to wise up. Get ready, man. It's a fire sale.
Well, it's just like wealthy people learned a long time ago. When everybody else is selling, you're buying. And when everybody else is buying, you kind of sit back. And
all right, well.
Sounds simplistic, but it's effective. Timing, though, is a critical part of that, of course. What's bugging you? Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Ocala Bill. What's bugging you?
Oh, man, working out of town, bro. That's what's bothering me, man. Down here in Haines City, working out of town, staying out of town for a couple nights, and we'll get back up to Ocala tomorrow afternoon after done working, but that's what's bothering me, man. Working out of town and it's raining. Y'all have a blessed day up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the rain, yeah, that's no fun at all. I get that. Good morning, Two-Stroke. What's bugging you?
Hey, you only lose money in the stock market when you sell. It's all going to go back up. Just trust Trump. Trust Trump. Please. This guy is a billionaire for a reason. Stop worrying about your 401ks, please. This is enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Trump aside even, the market does corrections from time to time, but over any given 10 to 15-year period, the market always does well for investors. So, yeah, you should, for most people, you should be in it for the long haul, and you're going to be okay. Just don't retire anytime soon. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Morning. Well, what really gets under me is the economy. With all these experts saying that what Trump's doing with the tariffs is bad for the economy, the same experts that told us what Biden was doing was great, and what you were seeing in your pocket wasn't what you were seeing. That I just can't understand it.
That's great advice. Consider the sources of a lot of this information, where it's coming from, the things they were telling us before. What was it? Inflation? I didn't see it coming. Janet Yellen said, I didn't see it coming. I'm sorry. Really? And then she says, don't worry. This is transitory. Yeah.
Yeah, like the birds flying by, migration.
This will dissipate. Right. Yeah, in just a couple of days. Yeah.
We're going to flatten the curve. Oh, well, that was something different.
Yeah. And that wasn't great either, was it? Yeah. 877-975-9825. Last chance to get in on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Hey, Trump created another funny word during his first term. I don't know if you remember CONSEV, but what's bugging me is two aspects of this Supreme Court decision versus James Boesberger, you know, what it is that they put this requirement that the illegal aliens need to be notified and have a hearing to contest their thingamabob, and I think it's totally untrue. You don't need notice because you know you're in the nation illegally, and you don't show up to hearings anyway, so setting up another hearing is just, like, stupid. So that's bugging me.
Okay.
That's a great perspective on it, though.
Well, SCOTUS ruled in his favor. It's a temporary thing, but yeah, he's allowed to continue the deportations, and that was a 5-4, but I'm sure this is going to be revisited probably again at some point, but for right now, it's definitely considered a victory for Trump.
I think go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to ask you what's bugging you.
Well, I think it's for a lot of folks, it's just irritating the way, and again, I'd have to go back and look how they're all set up and how the original laws were put into place. But it just seems irritating when we want to give everyone else who snuck in all these rights and hearings and all, it's like, wait a minute, you don't even belong here. What do you mean you got a chance to contest it? You shouldn't have been here in the first place. I don't care what you think, because what you think was a decision to break our laws and sneak in anyway.
A very important thing to remember is you're innocent until proven guilty, right?
Okay.
How could you actually be in the country and also maintain your innocence?
Bam. Get on the plane.
I just dropped my pen because the microphone costs about a month's salary, so I just dropped the pen.
Yeah, we don't like it when they drop anyway.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
So just get the plane, go home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My goodness. Hey, it is 7:27 on this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And, of course, your top story is the Gators win the NCAA Men's National Championship basketball 65-63 come-from-behind victory. It was huge. More to come, including conversation with Senator Rick Scott on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.